East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Search and rescue teams are continuing operations along the KZN coastline following several drowning incidents. Police Search and Rescue, Metro Police, Lifeguards and the National Sea Rescue Institute are involved in ongoing efforts to locate several missing people. NSRI spokesperson Craig Lebanon says officials are currently at the Pennington Beach, Hibernian, Umkomaas, Durban, Ballito, King Cetshwayo and St. Lucia.
Where missing persons are located and recovered, police will coordinate with families for formal identification. NSRI, police, emergency services and lifeguards are appealing to the public to be cautious during this full moon spring tide phase, where rip currents and sea currents can be stronger than normal. Only swim at beaches protected by lifeguards.
The spring tide peaked today and is expected to affect tidal conditions along the country's entire coastline for the next 3 days. Police are yet to confirm an official figure on those missing in KZN. And two suspects have been killed in a shootout with police on the KZN South Coast. Officers followed up on intelligence early this morning on unlicensed firearms being kept at a house in Uvongo. KZN SAPS spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says police teams announced their presence as they moved in but received no response.
Upon entering, two occupants inside the house fired shots at the police. Police returned fire and the two suspects were fatally wounded. Two AK-47 assault rifles were recovered, as well as three pistols.
No police officers were wounded during the incident. And on the international front, India's Supreme Court has denied bail to a former student leader, Umar Khalid, who has been in jail for more than 5 years. Khalid was arrested in 2020 under India's anti-terrorism law, accused of conspiring to incite deadly riots in New Delhi. Khalid has remained in custody since his arrest, except for brief temporary releases to attend family weddings. On Monday, the court ruled that long detention alone was not sufficient reason to grant him bail. The case has drawn international attention, with critics saying it reflects broader discrimination against Muslims in India. There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail for the Midlands as well as over the western parts of KZN today. Durban, a high of 26, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. Your top story this hour. Search and rescue teams are continuing operations along the KZN coastline following several drowning incidents. For more news, you find more news rather at ecr.co.za under the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.